Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news to somebody, don't do it by yourself. Let the experts help you.
That's us.
That's where we step in. Mm-hmm. This morning, we have Kevin on the phone. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
It's going real good, man. Thanks for emailing our show and now being on Breaking Bad News, and you're going to break bad news to a girl named Marie this morning. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Well, normally, breaking bad news is always to somebody that you know in like a personal relationship, a family member, or a very close friend. But in this case, you just met Marie. Is that right?
Yeah, just met her. Yep.
Okay. All right. Kind of walk us through what's going on and why you have to break bad news today, Kevin.
All right, yeah, well, I was in a store, and I was walking out to my car, and there's this note on my windshield that says, hi, I accidentally backed up and tapped your bumper. I don't think there's any damage or anything like that, but here's my number just in case. So it was a really nice thing to do. I really appreciated the gesture, because not a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, this person's pretty okay. I mean, that's an honorable thing to do. So I call, and it's Marie. It's this woman, and she sounds kind of cute.
So
I was like,
yeah. Cute.
All right.
You know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I'm just being honest. She sounded cute.
No, so listen. You have the craziest places to meet people these days. This is no different. I get it.
Yeah. You know, what the hell, right?
Yeah.
So I call her and we're talking and, you know, we're kind of hitting it off a little bit. And I said, listen, the damage to the car is probably like so minimal that it's not, it's negligible in terms of money. Why don't we just settle this over like a cup of coffee or a drink, you know, something like that.
Look at you, sly little guy.
Wow. We might have found the brand new most interesting man in the world. You're taking a little something bad that happened and turned into a small date, I guess.
Hey, man, let's make that lemonade, right?
But Beyonce turn. Okay.
Hey, life deals you lemons.
Yeah. Right?
Get lemonade.
Yeah.
I like that.
She's on top of the world right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she is. And she's hot.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you somehow twirl this into a small date.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we get there and it's fine. It's cool. We're having a drink and then fast forward a couple of days later. Yeah. So I went to the shop. One of my buddies works there and he was looking at the car and he was like, dude, you know, I get that you wanted to, you know, go out with this girl, or whatever, but he's like, you have a couple hundred dollars worth of damage on the car. And, I didn't really expect that.
Right.
So, you know, so I'm like, I wanted to get in contact with her and, ask her for money for it.
Okay. So, all right, hang on a second. So you told her first, don't worry about it. Let's go over a cup of coffee because she seemed like she was cute and fun. Right. You go out, you have that cup of coffee, you have conversation with her, you leave, and then you find out there is $100 or so or a few hundred dollars worth of damage to your car, and now you want to call her back and tell her that she needs to pay for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I mean, at first I was like, you know, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of damage or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
No, I was wrong.
It's probably not going to be good for your relationship, your budding relationship, to tell her then now she needs to pay you money, right?
I mean,
she's not
going to
like that very much.
Appreciate the situation.
Oh, well, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It is your fault now, but at the time it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, see, the problem is you said don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. We'll just have a little coffee and that'll take care of it, and now that hasn't. So,
but did they do a gentleman's handshake?
I don't know.
That?
Did you guys? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's how lawsuits start.
That's
one
right.
One person thinks one thing, one person thinks the other. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone lines here. She will not be able to hear us whatsoever. You might hear us in the background, Kevin, but she won't. We'll mute the phone lines. We'll let you break the bad news to her. We'll see how it goes here. And if you need some help near the end of the conversation, we'll jump in and try to help out, okay?
Sounds good. All right, cool.
All right, my man. All right. Good luck on this.
Yeah. I have a feeling you're going to need it. All right. It's 93.1 Jams breaking bad news. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Marie. What's going on? It's Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. I'm good. How are you?
How are you doing?
Well, she does sound
cute.
How
are you?
She's excited.
She sounds cute.
Listen, there's something I want to talk to you about, though. So I recently took the car to my buddy who works at an auto shop, and he told me that there's a couple hundred dollars worth of damage to the car from the bump, and I did not expect that or think that looking at it whatsoever. And, you know, I know we were like, oh, we can, you know, let's just go for a drink or whatever, but I didn't expect it to be a couple hundred dollars. And the reason I'm calling is I would, you know, appreciate some money for it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be really any money, let alone, you know, a couple hundred dollars. And it's just expensive. It's unexpected.
Is your friend's like a body shop guy, or
yeah,
or is it just like a buddy who? It's a body, like an actual body shop you took it to.
That's a buddy.
Oh boy.
Well, I mean, my friend works there. Yeah, he wouldn't lie to me about it. He has nothing to gain from this.
Wait. Okay. So I paid for drinks when we went out, right? Which was supposed to be the payment for that. So how does that work out now?
Oh boy.
I get that. I didn't expect it to be a couple hundred dollars. Like, I thought just whatever, no big deal, and go out.
Well, you know, that's funny because I thought we were going out for a cup of coffee, and we ended up going out for craft cocktails. So I didn't expect it to be $5.
Girl,
tip, so
keep it going.
I'm just sort of thinking maybe I think it's weird that you get both. Like, I'll fix your car, but you should pay me back for those drinks, because I feel like it's a little bit of a bait and switch. You know?
I'm not trying to manipulate you at all here. I mean, I'm trying to approach this as, like, openly and honestly as possible. I
hear you. I'm okay to pay your mechanic buddy for some bumper damage, but I think you should pay me for, you know, going to a fancy cocktail place and telling me that equals payment for the damage, which you wouldn't have even known would happen had I not put a note on your car.
Oh, she's good.
Give you my phone number.
She's good.
I mean, that's fair. I'll pay half for the drinks.
Oh, so bad.
No.
The drinks.
Wait, you're going to take me out for drinks?
I mean, I'll give you half of the money that you paid. Isn't that what you were asking for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I'll give you half the money for your bumper. I think that's fair.
What?
Oh my god!
Well, no. I mean, if you, I didn't gain anything from you hitting my car. I mean, when we went out to drinks, you definitely had drinks.
You had a date with me. I think you gained something.
Yes. So.
Oh my god!
She's an attorney.
But I could just say you had a date with me too. It works both ways.
Okay, you know, I do see your point. You have a really good point there, Kevin. So here's what I'm going to do.
I love this girl.
That's hilarious.
You can take me to small claims court to get this fixed, and I'll bring my receipt for the drinks, and we'll let a judge decide who gets what
and who comes out winning. Judge Judy.
Okay? So it's nice to talk to you.
We're going
to
break in here.
Oh, my God, don't let me
Hi, good morning. Hello, before you hang up, is this Marie?
What?
Hey.
Yes, girlfriend. What? Congratulations on winning your case today.
Hey, Marie. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams, a little radio station here in Madison.
Shut
up. Yeah. I don't know if you are. Are you, by any chance, a lawyer?
I'm a paralegal.
Yes, you are.
I have never seen somebody get manhandled. Kevin, that was actually, I let this go a lot longer than normal because, boy, that was fun just to listen to. So we're on a segment anyway, Marie, called Breaking Bad News.
Thanks for the help, guys.
Yeah, you let him get manhandled, as you said.
I wanted to see how that was going to play out.
Oh, it's good.
And it was amazing.
It was fabulous.
Listen, we're on a segment called Breaking Bad News. Kevin obviously told us a story before we had him call you live on the air here, and we all got to kind of listen to you basically manhandle him.
Smooth move, Kevin.
Oh, no.
It sounds like you guys...
Wait. I have to ask, yeah. When he told you the story, did he sound like he was rational to you?
Yeah.
I knew where this was going as soon as I said, yeah, we'll call her, but I don't know how this is going to be.
He tried.
It seemed like it wasn't great. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, Kevin, we're going to pay for the damages to your car. You don't have to worry about that, all right? We're going to take care of it here at the radio station. You don't need to make Marie pay that. And Marie, we got a $100 gift card for you just because you're fantastic. You go spend that however you want to spend it. I'm assuming.
My God, you guys are awesome.
Maybe we're pretty loaded here.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't need to read any more books about law or anything. I think you're covered in that area.
You're fine.
You are just fun to listen to. So everybody's going to get what they want here. And maybe you guys can take that $100 and go out. And it seems like you guys might have a budding relationship happening here.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
And now, nearly impossible trivia.
Because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, 321-0931. We got a morning show prize pack for you if you can answer this question. It's super, well, I wouldn't say super easy, but it's answerable.
Okay.
We love Facebook and all social media here on our show, of course. That being said, there are certain things that people do on social media that everyone hates. 40% of you say this is the most irritating thing you can do on social media. 40% of the people we surveyed here in the Madison area said this is the most irritating thing people do on social media.
Mine.
What do you think it is?
Well, I have my own opinion, but I won't say it.
321-0931. You can say it. What do you think is the most? I'll tell you if you're right or not.
I just think
you can't win the prize.
I know. People that just complain about their lives.
Complain about your life. Yeah. Mine is what I call vague book. Somebody will make a dumb cryptic post like, okay, game on, biatch. And that's it.
And you're like,
that's their
why.
Post. You're like, why? When? Okay. Something going on? You're going to tell everybody? I call that vague book. They're just very vague.
I do like the ones, I mean, even though it is vague, when people are just asking for prayers. I need some prayers. I mean, you don't need to ask.
Yeah, no, that's but fine. Yeah. But when somebody says, oh, you're going to do that to me? You think I'm going to be standing here while you do that? No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
and that's the post. And you're like okay, Kong. Guy, why are we doing this? 321-0931. 40% of the people surveyed say this is the most irritating things people can do on social media. Let's get to Rebecca. What's up, Rebecca?
Hello.
How are you?
Are you okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. What do you think is the most irritating things people do on social media?
I think the most irritating thing is when people take pictures of their dinner.
Oh, the dinner pictures.
Pictures of the old dinner.
That's a good one.
I don't need to see what you're eating. That's a good guess. That's not right, though, but you can call back as many times as you want to try to win, okay?
Okay.
It's probably higher.
Probably.
It's probably more like 80%.
40% of people say this is the most irritating thing you can do on social media. What do you think the answer is? 321-0931. Let's get to Olivia here. Good morning, Olivia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. What do you think here?
I was thinking bad grammar and spelling.
Oh, the old bad grammar. Believe it or not, people call the grammar Nazis, and
they
come right out. If you spell your, not Y-O-U-R, but Y-O-U-R apostrophe R-E.
I should just do it on my Facebook and see how many people reply to that.
That's a good one. That is not the right answer, though. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
yeah, honey. A lot of people hate that.
For sure.
And then people try to be all, you're going to correct my grammar?
That's
what
right.
about your grammar?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to, hi, good morning. Is this Jenny?
Yes.
Hey, what do you think the answer is?
I think it's when people steal a meme and make it as their status and pretend like they thought of that off the top of their head.
You're hilarious.
When they did it.
Yeah, the old meme stealer.
No. That's funny.
That is irritating. That is not the correct answer here, but that is a good one.
Thank you, honey.
You can call back as many times you want. 321-0931. 40% of the people we surveyed said this is the most irritating thing you can possibly do on social media. Hi, good morning. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Hey, Robert. What do you think the answer is?
Selfie.
Oh, the old selfie.
Oh my God.
Krista is famous for that. She's like, let's take a selfie.
No, I'm not at all. But I hear you, man. Selfies seem to have been more in like last year to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
everybody was doing it.
Yeah. Good guess, man. That's not right, though. You can call. Yeah. You can call back as many times you
especially
want.
Especially when guys do selfies. That kills me. Like Marco. He sits in the studio and he'll just take his camera
I'm
and look at himself.
Snapchatting with my daughter.
But it's funny. Come on. It's funny.
Is this I? But everyone's like, I'm doing Snapchat with my daughter.
I know.
Leave me alone. Is this Evan?
Yes, it is.
All right. 40% of the people we surveyed, Evan, said this is the most irritating thing people can possibly do on social media. What do you think the answer is?
Talking about how great their day was, being all cocky.
I had such a super day. It was so amazing. I found a $20 bill in my shirt pocket, and then I went out and got a first kiss from Amanda. Oh, my gosh.
From Amanda?
Yeah, and that's just whoever. Aww. I'm reading a post.
Yeah.
No. That's a good one, and that is irritating, but that's not right.
Thank you.
But you see that, and you're like, come on, guy. No one needs to hear all that. Hey, is this Ashley?
This is, yeah.
Hey, Ash, what do you think the answer is here? 40% of the people we surveyed said this is the most irritating thing you can do on social media. Mm.
I was thinking game requests and game invites.
Oh,
like
I hate that. Mike invited you to Candy Crush. Well, Mike, I'm going to punch you when I see you the next time. I don't want to do Candy Crush.
You see that in your feed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Davey needs you to say something so he can get another life. I'm sorry, Davey, you're going to have to die, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. That's
actually, the notifications and stuff.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, those stupid that's notifications.
Awful.
That is awful. That's not right, though. That was number two on the list. So it was a very good guess, but it's not the number one thing here. So give me a call back, okay?
Mm-hmm. Will do. Have a good morning.
You too, honey.
Bye.
That was very nice. Let's get to Zach. Zach, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, so 40% of the people that we surveyed say this is the most irritating thing you can do on social media. What do you think the answer is?
I think it's when people cry and complain about their problems all over Facebook, and, people don't really want to see that stuff.
Crying and complaining about your dumb old problems.
That's what I thought it was, too. It's true. I think, yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Congratulations.
Woo! Right.
Yes.
Look at that.
We couldn't give it to Krista, but we can give it to you.
Great.
Yeah, so do you ever post on somebody's post like that? Just be like, come on, guy, be quiet for a while.
All the time.
Awesome. It's just not good. I mean, people that complain about the relationship that they're in, I mean.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. What does that say to the people out in Madison? Unhappy people.
That's all right.
All right.
All right, man. Well, we got you set up with a morning show prize pack, man. Hang on, okay?
All righty.
Yeah. And listen, it's fine to say you're not going through some stuff, but I mean, to every day have some sort of a problem.
I think, you can leave that for the people that are close to you. You can, put that out there so they can talk to you about it, but don't put it out there for people, just random people who look at it. I mean, they're not going to care about that, and they're just going to criticize and be like, oh, there she is again.
There she is, just bitching and moaning
there
again.
There it is.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.